My name is Nicole Baron, and you're listening to The Woo Woo Report, a weekly podcast where we celebrate the woo woo lifestyle and dig deeper to get our mystical questions answered. And we are back with season two of The Woo Woo Report. Took a break because, if you know, lots happening in the world. We today is the first day in Portland where the air quality is not so extremely hazardous. It's just considered like unhealthy, and somehow that's a victory and a win for us. So that's the energy that we have going on here. And to start this second season, I kind of just wanted to talk about a little ghost adventure I had for my birthday. I'm sure you know, listening to this, I am obsessed with paranormal, ghosts, people's ghost stories, their experiences, their beliefs, and things like that. And so for my birthday, which happened in August, my husband looked up kind of like haunted places up here in the Pacific Northwest, and he took us to Fort Stevens, which is also known as Battery Russell. And we went there, and I kind of wanted to share my experience and kind of talk about some of my beliefs about the paranormal. So this Fort Stevens is... was built near the end of the American Civil War, and it was an active military reservation from 1863 through 1947, and it is listed as a historic place. From what I have found here, there's no reported deaths of when people were there, like, fighting. So this is just from Wikipedia, little history on it. On the night of June 21st, June 22nd in 1942, Japanese submarine surfaced off of Fort Stevens and fired 17 shells, making Fort Stevens the first military installation in the United States to come under enemy fire during World War II. The attack didn't cause any damage to the fort. It only destroyed, it says the backstop of posts of the baseball field. And I don't see any reported deaths from that. But I was trying to find, everyone's like, it's super haunted and, there's all these ghost things. So first I went there without reading any ghost stories about it. I was like, I'm just going to go there. And we had my son, and it was a hot day in August. And we're, COVID, so we're wearing our masks. And it is wild. You kind of feel like the way they built it. I get it. It makes sense. You kind of just feel like you're lost in this labyrinth because everything kind of looks the same, and you kind of hit these weird corners and things like that. So you kind of feel a little Looney Tunes. You're like, wait a minute, was I just in this room? And you realize it's kind of like a replica of this other area down the way. And so it definitely has you questioning kind of your senses. Like, I felt like, not so much like vertigo, but I kind of felt like that weird sort of loop. Like, I felt like I was kind of like on a loop because I just kept seeing the same stuff. And I didn't really feel like, I was like, do I feel any spirits here? I didn't feel like there was anything stuck there per se. Like, I wasn't like, there's a man here and he's this and that. I kind of just felt that chaotic energy. And like when you're waiting for, I feel like it was what they were waiting for. They were waiting for the attack, and they knew. And I felt like that energy is imprinted there. Like, you can feel sort of that, that nervous adrenaline, pretty much. Like, oh my gosh, is it going to happen? Oh my gosh, it's happening. Like, I could feel that. Like, I could feel that energy just in the space, not saying it was tied to one specific person, but it just kind of felt like that adrenaline and fear and that sense of not knowing. You feel like you're prepared but you still don't really know what's going to happen. So I definitely felt that. I did film a little bit. I did catch some orbs. Now, I'm kind of one of those people that's not like, orbs don't show ghosts, but I'm not like, orbs are ghosts. Like, I definitely think a lot of orbs can be debunked. While we were there, I didn't see bugs flying around. The orbs I caught were inside the fort, and so it wasn't like we were outside, it was inside. And they definitely were eerie. Again, this is the middle of the day. This isn't even at night. This was daylight. But you know, like a little dark because we're inside of this cement fort in these rooms. They definitely were a little eerie. So I'm going to post the videos on IG, on my personal and on the podcast IG. So you can watch those and weigh in what you think about them. Because I know like sometimes they're bugs, sometimes they're dust particles. It didn't feel super dusty because it's really damp in there. It's hot out, but because there's a lot of greenery surrounding it, like all the rooms felt really, really damp. So I didn't feel like a lot of dust was flying around. It was also just us and a couple other people that kept their distance, obviously. So it wasn't even like a bunch of people are running around kicking up dust. It was very strange to catch the orbs. So like part of me is like, that's interesting. But I didn't spend too much time trying to read into it because I know a lot of times orbs are associated with a specific spirit. So I don't know enough about orbs to talk about this is proof of this. I just think it's interesting. So you can go and check those out on IG and weigh in what you believe and what you think they are. But the energy definitely feels kind of tense and chaotic and just a little eerie because I think so many, you know, I think the people that were there during the time and occupying the space probably had really extreme heightened awareness. And I kind of felt like that too. Like, you know, when you wake up, or not wake up, when you stay up too late and you kind of feel like, oh, like I'm out of it. And you're just at this really weird mental state. It kind of felt like that. I didn't feel like there was a person attached to the space. Again, I wasn't like fully sitting there. A lot of times if I go into a space to connect with a certain spirit or try to, like I have to go into like meditation and like really zone in. I was there. There was other people. It was hot as hell. I have my toddler running around trying to, you know, jump off the railings and be the most unsafe person possible. So I was definitely a little bit distracted, but it wasn't a strong enough presence where I have been in certain spaces where a presence will be there. And even if there's a lot going around, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's this person here. So it didn't feel so much to me like there was someone tied to the space that was so desperate to reach out or connect. Again, I'm a believer that sometimes spirits are attracted to certain people, so they may have not been attracted to me. A lot of the ghost stories I've read where they've encountered a spirit, these are men encountering it. So I'm also wondering if there is a spirit there, if they just appear themselves, like make themselves known to men, because I assume that's probably what they're most comfortable with, or if maybe if the spirit, you know, since this is all men at the fort, they see another male energy and they're like, soldier, comrade, whatever, you know, their connection is with to that, it's that sort of thing. So I'm also really open to the idea that they might have not connected with me because I am a woman. So really open to those ideas. I urge people to think about these things when they go exploring and really, you know, kind of remove themselves and kind of take in the full spectrum of the story and the history and the type of people that would be here. I did read that Ghost Adventures went there. If you know me, you know I have a very weird love-hate obsession with Ghost Adventures and Zach. So I did read that they went there in 2018. And apparently there's been a lot of witness stories there of seeing a male shadow figure. And it's called the Magazine Room. I don't know which room is which. I couldn't find a map when I was there identifying what room is what. Again, so many of the rooms look so from like replica of other rooms. It feels like they just kind of took a thing and made like three copies of it like in a row that I don't even know how I would be able to identify this room looking at my pictures. Apparently there is a soldier that haunts it named August Dahlberger, who they say was mysteriously beaten to death by a person unknown while the August was on duty in 1868. So again, I did not pick up on that energy. I didn't go with this information, so I didn't even try to connect. I kind of just wanted to go there without like trying to work it, you know, just see what showed up without me having to really make a huge amount of effort. I do think it's a really interesting space. I think it's mostly interesting because, you know, I believe each human, we have our own story. We have these things that can amplify this energy, like I talked a little bit before. I do think it would be interesting to have someone go there who was in, you know, maybe active military or someone that shares that, because I think we are drawn to those things. It's, you know, it's a reason you hear like, oh, this spirit really likes women from this age to this age. And it's like, there's just something about our energy and creates an energy imprint that we have that I think is like a magnet for spirit sometimes. So I still feel like I would have to take a lot of effort to try and connect with the spirit that people say is there. I just don't feel like I am a magnet for it. So at least for this situation, I think it'd be interesting to send someone there who is a male and, you know, maybe served in the military in some way and see if that amplifies anything or any activity. I do think it's worth the trip. It's a really fascinating space. I have a lot of questions of why they set it up the way they did. I assume it was to confuse anyone who attacked the space. My husband said that. I'm going to take his word for it. And I would, if you are, if you're a man or if you were in the military, I would just, you know, see if you can connect with any energy there, any spirits there, and see what happens. It is, I wouldn't suggest there were kids there. If you have a toddler and you want to go explore, I would suggest going without your toddler because there's some high railings and not so safe things. So I wouldn't suggest like young kids that are not of listening and behaving age to go if you were to go explore this. But definitely worth the trip. Super interesting space. I'd be really open to exploring more spaces that are haunted here in Oregon and possibly Washington. So if anyone has any recommendations, please let me know. You can comment on the Instagram page and just let me know some spots. Or if you've ever been to, you know, to Battery Russell, Fort Stevens and have experienced anything, please share your ghost story. Please share your experience in the comments. I love to hear about all of this. And I'd love to bring someone on who has experienced their time there and kind of talk about our different experiences a little bit more. So season two, I'm so excited. We have a lot of amazing guests coming up. I'm kind of like stockpiling the interviews right now. We have Bridget coming back. She is a pet psychic. We have Hope Magic, who does these amazing goddess readings. And she also, her and I talk a little bit more about entities and dark entities. We have Miss Renee coming on for astrology. We have, I don't want to jinx it, but I have someone that I'm so excited about coming on the podcast. And I hope it times out perfectly for the release of their tarot deck. So I'm really looking forward to that. Definitely stay tuned. I really want to explore more things that you want to hear about. So please leave comments on what type of interviews you want to hear. You know, what questions you have. You know, this doesn't even need to be like with Hope's interview. You'll hear, we talk about her goddess readings, but then we go into like entities and dark entities. So like, don't feel so much like I want to talk to, like interview a, I don't know, let's say like, you know, if you're like interview a ghost hunter, like I could totally do that. But if you have questions, like specific questions you want answered about when it comes to anything paranormal or new age or metaphysical or woo woo, you know, anything that piques your interest, I am here to get your questions answered. So don't be shy. Let me know what you want to hear. And let's have a great second season of The Woo Woo Report. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Woo Woo Report. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Nicole Baron, N-I-C-O-L-E-B-A-R-O-N.
BURRON to stay up to date on everything